Everyone, it's Christian Fuchs here. I would like to say a big thank you to our fans and keep having our back for the upcoming Premier League season as well as the Europa League. Keep watching Leicester Fan TV. They have the latest news and they keep you up to date on leicesterfantv.com. So stay tuned and thanks for your support.
So welcome to Leicester Fan TV. We want your views. We want your comments. Finally, a win at Arsenal. There you go. I'd like to speak to all the people who were moaning at halftime about the fact of what was going on. We said to keep the faith. Leicester go and win 1-0. The shape looked so much better when Jamie Vardy came on. It does show us a little bit that maybe we are a bit of a one-man team. But get your views in there. Jamie says, get in. Well done, lads. Fantastic result. Brian says, yippee, 3-0. Plan B with Vardy. Yes. Indeed, listen, we said at halftime we were battling it out as a draw. We, myself and Tom, who is waiting to come on, we'll get Tom on very shortly. What a setup by Tielemans and under. A beautiful goal. It was a great little goal there. Well done, boys, says Maz. Great sub, says Jasmine. And Matty Bond says, masterclass from Brendan Rodgers. This is where we all swing way, way the other side to where we were 45 minutes again. Jamie from the Fox's Arm says, Brendan Rodgers' plan works a treat. Man of the match for Fana or Vardy? Yes. Who do you think was man of the match? Under was a game changer, says Ian Widdowson. He did. He came on and was involved in that goal. Great from Little Wes, says Tom. I agree with him. In Brenda, we trust, says Casey. Great. Keep getting your views in and let me know what you think. Ross Howard says, let's get Ross's on there. That win was for Vichai. He has a massive smile on his face in heaven. First time Leicester have won at the Emirates since 1973. Mendy was class today, says Lee. I agree. Who was your man of the match? We want to know who was your man of the match. Get your views in and get your comments in. We want to know what you thought about today's match. Who played well? Did Brendan get it right? Or was it the fact that he couldn't play Jamie Vardy for the whole match? But we want to know why you think finally we've won at Arsenal. I think we've gone fourth in the table, which is fantastic news as well. First time we've won three away games ever, I believe. So, and who was your man of the match? Was it Mendy? Was it Fofana? The defence did sterling work there. Under came on and had a nice little cameo role. And Madison, good to see him get 80 plus minutes in there. So I want to know your views on who it was in there. Sean says Johnny Evans was man of the match for me. Do you agree with Sean there? Kevin says he thinks it was Brendan Rodgers for his tactics. Casey says man of the match was Fofana. Great result, says Debbie. Second half spot on, and Mendy for me was epic today. Let's add Lox in. Lox has clicked on the link. Hi, Lox. How are you?
Not bad, mate. Not bad. How are you?
Yeah, I mean, we were sort of saying at halftime, I was chatting with the fans and with Tom on here. The fans, quite a few, were a little bit disappointed at halftime, but we said, look, we're 45 minutes in and we're still drawing at Arsenal. Not a bad one. And we knew that we got Vardy to come on, and it just changed everything. As soon as Vardy came on, we looked a better team.
Yeah, it's funny because obviously you see where he was for that goal. You know, it was just obviously a tap in and a header. But a part of you just thinks, well, if Vardy wasn't on the pitch, would we even got to that point? And it's mad because obviously it was just a tap in. But the team always looks to just they just all seem to lift their heads a bit when Vardy comes on the pitch. And yeah, like you said, that you know you hit the nail on the head there. 0-0 at half time when we've still got Vardy to come on, that's always looking good for us. And you could sense that some may go in our favour towards the end of the game as time went on, and luckily it did.
Yeah, absolutely. Real shame Vardy didn't get a second, though. He could have got that second, yes. Couldn't it? Just hit the keeper in the face at the end.
Yeah.
But it just looked so different when he came on. The shape, like you say, the rest of the team, it's as though as soon as he's there in the middle up front, we know what we're doing. It does make me realise even more and more when Vardy's not in the team, you just see it's as if we don't have, I don't want to even call it plan B, but it's as though we can't play any other way unless Jamie Vardy's in that team.
Yeah, well, today, Vardy was our plan B. You know, Harvey Barnes was up there in the first half. And look, you know, I'm not going to give him any stick or anything. It was his first game starting in that position. As time goes on, who knows? He might develop into a striker. It looks like Brendan was trying to kind of get a bit from that today, but it didn't work. And when we bring Vardy on, like I said, when we bring him on, you know, we're always going to look more likely to score a goal. And yet it felt very, because of obviously the talk before the game, it felt very Man City. You know, the way we set up took the life out of them a little bit as the game went on, and then just hit them on the break. So yeah, you know, it's a great performance and a great result.
I mean, Joanna says here, and a lot of people have put about Wesley Fofana. I mean, he is just 19, and it is only, you know, what, he's only played a couple of games for us. But playing away at Arsenal when they were well on top in that first 45 minutes, and then second 45 minutes, we had a lot of defending to do. Johnny Evans played magnificent, but little Wes again, 19-year-old lad, locks.
He just seems to, it's not just the defending as well. He seems to read the game really, really well. And he can play the ball brilliantly as well. As good as Maguire could, if not even better. So £30 million at 19 years old. I mean, you can see Man United trying to replace Harry Maguire with Wesley Fofana next year with how he started. I mean, £30 million, like I said, for a 19-year-old. A few eyebrows raised over the fee for such a young lad. But he's, I mean, at the minute, he is showing he's playing like he's been at the club for, God, 5-6 years. He's every performance he's had so far has been unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. Fofana, Zab says, Fofana, absolutely outstanding performance, especially for 19 years old. Yeah. Jamie Vardy's magic. He wears a magic hat, says Lee Stevenson, getting excited. MTR says, Fofana, 40 million seems to be living up to his value. I thought it was crazy money to spend that much on a 19-year-old, but he absolutely is starting to look like, you know, he's going to be worth that money. Somebody, I'm trying to find the comment, somebody said, what's going to happen when Sionku needs to get in if he carries on like this, Lox?
We spoke about this on Thursday, me and Josh did, and Ross as well. It's going to be difficult. I mean, not just that, not just for Fofana and Sionku, and Didi and Mendy. I mean, Mendy has been absolutely brilliant. He's been incredible, you know, compared to other performances he's had in the past. He has been a brilliant player for us. So, yeah, Sionku and Ndidi, when they're fully fit, they might have to spend some time on the bench.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's add Chappers has joined the stream. Lee?
What a win. What a win. What a win.
Absolutely, Chappers. I mean, at half-time on here, a lot of fans, I thought unfairly, were being quite disappointed about the whole performance. The first 45 wasn't great, Chappers, but as soon as Vardy came on,
I think it was. Tactically, we got it right. Brendan, he looked at the fitness of Vardy and thought, well, he's only due for 30 minutes. There's no point putting him at the start of the game. So What we'll try and do is defend deep, which we did, with the right strategy of three centre-backs with the wing-backs, as well as Mendy helping out with Tielemans. It just worked. We held on for when we could fire up Vardy and Kenga Zunda came on, and it all looked right. You know, Harvey Barnes wasn't even part of the game for the first, well, until Vardy came on. It was just it was just something to look at. That was it. You know, it weren't part of it at all. And as soon as Vardy came on, Barnes went back into his regular position, and we looked threatening. Got it right today. Masterclass.
Barnes looked much better when Vardy came on because he was back on his left and suddenly looked more threatening than that.
Yeah. He's not a number nine, is he? Put it that way.
Well, I mean, you can't. Thierry Henry, it took him a little while to transfer from a winger to a striker. So I don't think you can judge it off one performance where he was stuck out there at the back. Chappers, good to see Unders come on and have an impact as well.
Yeah, got his assist as well, you know. We're still not seeing enough of him to you know, really get what he's about, but it's nice to see him get an assist like that and know straight where Vardy was or going to. He got his goal. It was a good goal as well. It was a good goal.
No dive tonight from him either. diving.
He does seem to like a good dive, doesn't he? But hey, it's European football. Maybe he's used to that over there, but something he'll have to change.
And Locks, Tielemans looked decent. Obviously, he was involved in the goal with that pass through for Under, but I thought Tielemans had a good game.
Yeah, I mean, Tielemans does like a sideways or a backwards pass every now and then, but he can make that turn and just kind of penetrate the back line with the ball like he did for that, you know, to Under, and then obviously the assist to Vardy. I think he's been, maybe not in the last two games in the disappointing results we've had, but I think this season he's looked a lot better in general than what he did last season. So positive signs, definitely.
Yeah, two wins this week for us lot. I beat them down there on FIFA.
Yes. I saw that.
Just seen that.
Yeah, absolutely. But
that's it.
Imran says, where would we be without Jamie Vardy, though?
Lately? Yeah, that's the problem.
Does show a big hole in the team the minute Vardy isn't in there.
Yeah, I am. We've been talking about this for a long time. You know, the team's seems to have been built around Jamie Vardy for many a year, and it don't seem like it's changing it anytime soon either, does it? That's the problem we've got on our hands. It's only going to take one serious injury, and I think his career, you know, could go, and then we'll be in big trouble. But let's just think about now is what Leicester are doing. So I think we should just do the same and not worry about it. And then they don't seem to be worried about it.
Carl, sorry, let's add Tom in there. I've just seen. Hi, Tom. You all right?
Hey, chaps.
Sorry,
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah, good. Very good after that.
I didn't see you there. You were there and then you're gone and now you're back. What's your views on the game?
Well, there's no party without a Vardy, is there, for Arsenal fans tonight? So they got me at both.
It should be. There was party, but then there was Vardy.
Now, look, it's, you know, half time, we're taking the positive. We were 0-0. We got back the first half. Second half, like I said, Brendan Rodgers' teams are fitter than most, and I think we came onto them second half. Arsenal sort of ran out of steam and we took our chance. Really, we took really the best chance we made the whole game. We took it. What a ball by Tielemans, what a ball by the Undertaker, and what a finish by Vards. That's what he's there to do. And it's another good win on the road. 300 wins in the Premier League for Brendan Rodgers tonight, and that takes Vardy above Peter Crouch in the all-time goal scorer level with Ryan Giggs, I think it is now. So, it's a good 12 points, you know, we're all doom and gloom after two losses. Now we're on the up again. I mean, but yes, it's papered over the cracks in some way with the squad, if we're honest about it, and say that we do look a bit low in strike force again because we have to play Harvey Barnes from the start. But we've come out with it a win, and we go into AKA Athens now on Thursday night with a bit of momentum, two wins in a row, two clean sheets, and all looking a bit rosy again.
I mean, Tom, you were chatting with me at half-time on here. There was quite a lot of negativity from Leicester fans at half-time, was there not?
Yeah, but I think you feel like, Giannis, we're sitting here watching it, and we're thinking, where's the opportunity going to come from? And all I could take with it, with Rodgers, hoped that Arsenal would get very frustrated and run out of steam. Well, they did. He got his tactics in some way spot on, that we'll defend in numbers, we'll frustrate them so much they'll keep chipping the ball over the top, what they got bored of running in behind. And then we got one chance, and it was one chance, and we took it. So, at half-time, I can understand the negativity because Barnes was creating nothing up front. He was no outlet. You look at Vardy when he came on, the first thing he did, one touch to a player, spinning behind. That's all he did. He was looking for that spinning behind straight away. It's what we needed. As soon as Vardy came on the pitch, we looked a completely different team because he knew the ball could be played into him and that we'd make chances for everybody. It was spot on. I mean, we look at Undertaker had the chance before that. If he had a better touch, he could have got a shot away. He went wide. But
the Phenom. You know, the
Phenom, the Undertaker. He was better when he came on. We looked a lot better when he came on the pitch. We looked more threatening when he came on the pitch. And hopefully now he does get the start in the next couple of games. And it's just match fitness that he hasn't been starting, really.
I'm going to go around you all. I'll start with you, Lee, and then I want Locks and Tom, and then I want all the fans' views on who, Chappers, was your man of the match?
Oh, Fofana had a tremendous game again. Fofana for me didn't put a foot wrong, eliminated a lot of threat, got rid of a lot of dangerous ball. All around, Fofana was fantastic. I'm going to give it him.
You're going to give it to Fofana. Let's go over to you, Lox.
Yeah, I completely agree. Fofana, the gift that keeps on giving. As we said, £30 million for a 19-year-old. Raised some eyebrows, but he's proven that he's worth every penny of it. So 100% Fofana.
Okay, that's interesting. Tom, before we come to you, I'm going to chuck Tielemans' name in there. I thought he had a good game. And I'm also going to say, I think Johnny Evans is, as ever, being... I know fans do rate Johnny Evans, but I think, again, he does allow people like Fofana to look good next to him. Like, I think he's allowed Soyuncu to look good next to him. That Johnny Evans would probably get my nod, just because he doesn't quite do as... I mean, Fofana is bringing the ball out and doing a bit more flashy stuff, maybe, but I think he's a real solid head to have in the back there. But, Tom, who would you give man of the match to?
Mendy was close for me up there. I thought Mendy had a terrific game in midfield, again breaking up the play and laying the balls off of Tielemans, Pratt and Madison. But I think Stefano, 19's coming against, you know, Bayern, Lacazette and Saka, is it, on the right. Yeah. So I thought he was very solid today. And look, Johnny Ellen's compliments him really well because he's got that bit of a head where he needs to be at times. But the pace of that boy, and like I said at half-time, Phil, hearts in mouths when he went down and he got clapped, and we all were thinking, oh, no. Yes. Not another one, but
yeah. Do you think that Lacazette could, no, not Lacazette, Bellerin could have gone then with that?
Can I ask you a question? Why didn't the referee book Bellerin when JJ clips the ball past him and he comes flying in?
Yeah, because he jumped his legs and saved himself. Because he saved himself, he don't get booked. That's
honesty. Yeah.
You know, for me, that's the second buckle, and that's the reason the ref didn't give a free kick. He knew he would have to show the second year card for Bellerin. And that's where the fans get frustrated, because VAR for me should be going, stop the game. You've missed a blatant foul over a player. It's a blatant yellow card because JJ is going in behind, in theory. And that's where VAR should be used to doing things like that. Not just, it's a throw. That's what we kept saying. No, it's a throw. You're not given a reason why you've not given a free kick here. It's a blatant. Every player on the pitch has seen it, but you've not seen it 10 yards away. That's where you get frustrated. Look, we've won tonight, but the referee performance again wasn't the best performance in the world from him. We go back to Thursday night and we had a referee in Europe she was top quality.
Yeah, so, amazing.
She got a lot of stick in my chat as well.
Oh, I thought she had a great game on Thursday.
Yeah.
As the ref. Anyway, listen, Lox, Chappers, Tom, thanks for joining us tonight. I'm going to let you all go and I'm going to just read out the last few comments from fans.
I'm off to watch Arsenal fan TV.
Yeah, see what they've got to say.
No, they've finished their stream early, so
I'll watch it back.
We'll see what they've got to say. See you, chaps.
See you, lads.
All the lads for joining us. Let's get your comments in here. Let's get as many as we can. First time we've ever won first three games, says Lewis. Cotty on the radio gave Fuchs the man of the match, says Darren. I thought Fuchs did do well, but I potentially wouldn't have given him man of the match. Imran says Tielemans, Mendy, Evans all played well, but Fofana was just too good. Mick Hardy says Mendy was the top man. Anthony says Justin avoided the tackle by jumping over, which in the end saving Bellerin from a red. It certainly did. Man of the match is Vardy's shin pads, says Ross. Thursday under the lights, bring it back on. That's MTS referring to, obviously, AEK Athens on Thursday night. We've got a busy schedule coming up. Trustin Brendan says, great. He knew what he was doing, bringing Vardy on late. He did. Indeed, he did. Bring on Leeds, says LCFC Grey on YouTube. That's next Monday night. Looks like you're not, Ross, who promised that if we won, I can't remember what score it was, but Ross said he would go naked in farm foods, but at least we won. LCFC Grey says Fofana was the rock. And John O'Tower says, is that Bellerin foul? Another example of VAR having an elite bias. We've won, Jono. We've won tonight. So who cares? First time in 30 years. Now, thanks everybody for joining us tonight. Tomorrow night, we've got Fan Zone at 7:30. Tuesday, don't forget, we're doing this V for Vichai. So what we want is all the fans' photos. If you've not sent us one, please do. We're doing a V for Vichai. It's 2 years ago on Tuesday, October the 27th, since that awful helicopter tragedy. And obviously, we can't do the walk for Vichai this year, so we thought we'd get fans involved. We're going to make a video with all your photos. We just need to send us a photo of you doing a V for Vichai in memory of him, and we'll share that on Tuesday night. Thursday night is AEK Athens. Busy, busy old schedule. We'll be going live pre-match, half-time, full-time. Loads to do, loads to see. And then Lox and Josh are live on Friday night to review the game and look forward to Leeds game, which is on next Monday, I believe, at 8 p.m. Me, Phil, thanks for watching. Please like and subscribe, and we'll see you all soon.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Feed Me, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Weight Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans' debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.